Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Dropped by Accident. There's this thing that can happen when you do a lot of hypnosis, when you work with someone you trust and you spend some time with them. It doesn't matter if this is in person or online, voice, text. There's this thing that when you get very comfortable with them and you feel safe, and you know that you've had all these discussions about what you like and dislike, that you get so used to going into trance that you sometimes start doing this by accident. Just so comfortable with it that when you listen, everything just seems to go with the flow, and why not let yourself drift away and go a little deeper until you realize that they're basically just talking about something completely unrelated. Perhaps it would cause some slight embarrassment or maybe a smile. The awareness of it can be quite entertaining. Even more so if they notice you. This has happened a few times, hasn't it? Walking in town, just looking at some things in some stores, it almost doesn't even matter where we are. And I'm just fascinated by something. Looking at the objects and noticing that there's some very interesting coloration there. Some fascinating aspects and some really deep coloring. If someone wasn't careful, it would just draw them in, staring even though we're walking here in public, barely aware of, oh right, you weren't supposed to go into trance, you were supposed to stay awake and pay attention to the story. Then again, I somehow keep using language that distracts your mind. Words like deep or flow, maybe even empty or a blank piece of paper that I found, maybe folded into a small silly thing, shaping and making it into something else without the thing even knowing what is happening. Of course, I hope that you remain aware and not too blank. The thing that makes this extra interesting is you're never quite sure how intentional it is. Sometimes you're fairly certain when there's an accidental drop of a certain word. You just respond without thinking and then notice that the word was dropped, and so did you. And then when you wake, you're, well, not exactly upset, you're just aware of what's happening. Other times it's a little more subtle. You're almost certain that it's by accident. Then again, does anything ever truly happen by accident? It could. I can be distracted as well. I can be focused on how nice this moment is, how wonderfully cool a drink is on a hot day. how nice it is to let it fall all the way down and enjoy the sensations as it spreads through my body, sharing that wonderful cool. And then, of course, when I notice how you are being a little distracted and not finishing your drink with any kind of awareness, well, are you awake? Or have you been dropping in and out of trance? It's as easy as breathing sometimes, isn't it? Now, what makes it extra suspicious is that every time you realize what's happening, you wake up a little. And that causes fractionation, and you're fairly certain that that is definitely intentional. Unless, of course, all I wanted to do was just amuse you while you were being distracted. Refracted. Noticing the different facets in your mind, light bouncing back and forth, sensations spreading, and feelings flowing as sound echoes. It's fascinating to know how it all works. And even though sometimes talking about it causes you to drop even more deeply, there's this comfort in knowing that it happens because we've spent the time to build up that trust. If you need to, you can wake up. As you become aware of how deep you are, you can notice yourself becoming more aware again and slowly waken. Other times, the enjoyment of trance is just too much to stay awake. Once you get into that flow of going in and out of awareness, let alone in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. You may even notice that every breath is like another moment of relaxation. Breathing in and out, letting yourself drop deeper. As you wake, you become aware that the story has continued without you, and that you were zoning out, which is, of course, totally fine. I did find this one little spiral-looking structure, and when the light hits it just right, you just keep on listening to my voice and already zoning out, blankly staring and drifting deeper into trance. That time it was definitely intentional, you think, just before your thoughts fade. That smile on your lips when you realize, and then the deeper fade as it dissipates into blankness. Another little drop is enough to let your thoughts stop, and everything just happens, doesn't it? So when you slowly come back and you realize that I've been talking about this silly little pretty crystal spiral thing, or whatever it was that I was pointing at, you've moved along and we're somewhere else now. I'm sure that has never happened to you. It's okay to zone out sometimes. Did you know that a lot of people get easily distracted when there's too many things to look at or listen to? Crowds of people or stalls with wares, all too much to focus on. It's easier to just focus on nothing and let one foot fall in front of the other as you feel the thump of your own footsteps, blanking your mind even more, letting yourself drift in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. And you simply let it happen as you follow the moment. The simple structure of the exploration, allowing your mind to shift in a state of deep trance. And as you go with the flow, I somehow keep using language that distracts your mind. And of course, you were dropped by accident. So many of the small moments of trance in this file weren't intentional. Where were they? There's this thing that can happen when you feel really comfortable with someone you trust and when you've done a lot of hypnosis. And when this thing happens, when you just shift in and out of trance, almost without even noticing, it just feels nice. In fact, it can feel so nice that time goes by without you even noticing. Some people will drift so deep that they don't even realize how much has happened. That's okay, because their unconscious is still paying attention, making sure that they're safe. And only when they are comfortable, they know that they can let it go. So there is this thing that can happen when you feel really comfortable with someone you trust. Maybe you were dropped into trance by accident, or maybe it was intentional all along. No matter, I'm sure you enjoyed it one way or the other, and if you'd like to, you can wake, or maybe you'll just fall back into trance immediately after, especially if more of my voice would follow. Then again, perhaps it's time to wake, or maybe to drop back down again. Who knows? Do you? Have you been dropped by accident? Or do you do it intentionally all along? Have fun. Perhaps with a little wake. For as long as it lasts.